have a very new, renewed respect for the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mark Halvorsen, as he runs back and forth between WWIB and our sister station, WOGO, for the Whip Wake Up show here. And here we are, 12 minutes till the top here, and normally the best 5 minutes of the day with Jason Cans, and I'll be doing my best to kind of cover for today here. I know that Mark had mentioned to me they're going through the devotional notes from the Upper Room written by Jason, and were telling me kind of where they stopped in this book. And I believe they're going through, see, I'm not as familiar with this book as they are, of course, but I think they're going through John is what Mark was saying. And so I guess 17:2, John 17:2, is where they're at today for the 19th year. And that is, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And so the devotional with that verse today is, Jesus is sometimes presented as meek and mild, perhaps even gentle to a fault. Many paintings of Jesus suggest impotence rather than power, but Jesus has authority over all flesh. There's nothing in all of creation that is not subject to him, quite literally nothing. He possesses the power to judge, to forgive, and to grant life. It is only by his life, death, and resurrection that we have eternal life. So do we see him as the one who holds the keys to all of existence, or do we, in our thoughts and words, treat him as impotent? And I'm not sure what they normally do with this, but there's a prayer below this devotional, and it's, Jesus, forgive me for the times I've treated you as non-significant and impotent. I confess that I often turn to my own ways and try to find solutions to my problems apart from you. Oof, that hits hard this morning. And it goes on to say, comfort me with a daily reminder that you are in complete control over the cosmos. Amen. That is from, if I've got my reference right, that is John 17:2. I'm just kind of going to the front of the book to see if that is indeed correct. But anyway, that is your normally what would be the best 5 minutes of the day here for a Whip Wake Up show, 10 till the 6 o'clock, 20 after the hour, Whip Wake Up show for your Friday. Caleb and Sam in today. And Caleb, we've got some rapid fire, you say?
Yes, indeed. So usually we do this with artists when we have them joining us by phone, but I thought, hey, as folks get to know Sam Aberley a little bit more, we probably should do this with him as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and we're going to ask Sam as many get-to-know-you questions as we can in that one-minute time frame. All of these can be answered in a few minutes or less. Few seconds or less. What do you think, Sam? Ready for rapid fire?
All right, let's do it. I'm going to start this right now.
All right, rapid fire with Sam Aberley. 20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
20 below zero.
Other than Wisconsin, what's your favorite state in the U.S.?
Arkansas.
If you could have any other career, what would you do?
Police officer.
Favorite sports team?
The Packers, of course.
What was your best subject in school?
Math.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
Go hiking.
Best breakfast food?
Scrambled eggs with cream cheese.
Have you ever had a nickname, and if so, what was it?
Humiel. That's what my grandma calls me.
What's your all-time favorite movie?
Man of Steel.
What's your favorite kind of chips?
Potato.
Favorite outdoor activity?
Hiking.
Least favorite household chore?
Scrubbing the toilet.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
Yes.
What's a song you'll always sing along to?
Jesus is the Lamb by Carmen.
And two more bonus ones. No, we'll do three more because Havel likes the pineapple on pizza question. Who's your favorite superhero?
Daredevil.
And does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
All right, Havel would love that response. And finally, if you were given a bowl of ice cream, Sam Aberley, and can choose three toppings, what three toppings would they be for that bowl of ice cream?
Okay.
See, the pressure is not on when the timer's not on.
Yeah, so. Right. I can think about this. I would say hot fudge is the first one. M&M's. And honestly, probably like either hot caramel or salted caramel. One of those two.
Sure.
For a total of the three toppings.
Solid choices. There you go. I mean, I don't really know if there are a lot of bad choices when it comes to putting toppings on ice cream.
Well, you have to be careful there because there are some crazy things out there. One thing my brother does is he'll put gummy bears in his ice cream.
You know, I love gummy bears separately, but I have tried that before, and the gummy bears get super hard and tough
to chew.
That's the
thing, is I just feel like it doesn't quite work that way. You've got those two textures fighting each other, and I don't know how that happens.
Well, there you go. Well done getting to know Sam Aberle from Saturdays and mid-mornings and all over the place here at WWIB. A little bit better here on the WIB Wake-Up Show. And again, thanks for filling in for Havo today, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, though, a message we got from over on the listener line. Sarah from Fall Creek says a shout out for Eric's 20th birthday is today. So happy birthday, Eric. And it's funny. I actually remember Eric. We did cross country together years back during it was either late middle school or early high school there. So hope you're doing well, Eric, and happy 20th today. Hope it's a great one for you. And it looks like they're on their way to Altoona Family Restaurant for birthday breakfast.
Well, then it is going to be a great day. Happy 20th birthday, Eric. So this is our Friday morning tradition where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news and sports and politics and pop culture. We know you like to stay informed, but we respect your time and we do it in short order. We call it headlines, and here we go.
A couple in Germany stole a car in order to get to their court date on time.
Boy, were they disappointed when the judge told them that life is not, in fact, like math, and in life, two negatives don't make a positive.
That's too bad.
A study found that people lowered their risk of developing serious diseases such as diabetes and heart problems by eating 2 ounces or approximately 14 walnuts each day.
Let's see. For me to consume 14 walnuts, how many chocolate sundaes would that take?
That's the kind of math I like.
Another study found that simply standing up more often can help us to lose weight.
Unless you're standing up to head to the vending machine for the fifth time today.
That doesn't work, does it?
Well, this was interesting. Filmmakers in China are not allowed to make time travel movies.
So in China, if you want to change the past, you have to do it the old-fashioned way. Rewrite the textbooks.
Uh-huh.
Recent research found that people who multitask between multiple screens are more likely to have emotional issues.
And so are the family members seated at the same table trying to eat dinner.
Priorities, am I right?
Another study found that goats are smarter than we first thought.
Surprisingly, nearly 60% have statuette degrees.
And lots of student debt.
Mark Zuckerberg's security team at Facebook spends $20 million a year keeping him safe.
And you know the primary way they keep him safe? They keep him off Facebook.
If it works, it works.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, let's get caught up now on another Free Fuel Friday's winner. It's another Free Fuel Friday. In fact, the last one, and we are paying back what someone paid at the pump, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers, with a fuel receipt tallying $62.11. This is a big one, Sam. $62.11. Our next winner is, drumroll please, Justin Paintner from Eau Claire. Congratulations, Justin. We'll be mailing you a check for $62.11 thanks to Marquardt Motors. And friends, you could be our next Free Fuel Friday's winner. We've been paying off those painful gas receipts every Friday. Today is the last day, and we have lots more winners to draw today. Just submit a selfie at the gas pump or with your latest fuel receipts for a chance to win back what you paid. And later today, late in the drive with Dawson, we're also giving one of you who's entered $500 in gas. Enter now at WWIB.com/freefuel. And Sam, before we get back to the music here, some breaking news and some heartbreaking news. We don't have a lot of details, but multiple reports saying that from Nashville today, that Mandisa has passed away at the age of 47 at her home in Nashville. And
oh man.
So again, just not a lot of details that we have right now, but again, hearing that Mandisa has passed away. And so, again, your prayers for her family, very much appreciated, I am sure. And that's all the news we have so far right now. But again, certainly lifting up Mandisa's family today. And it's another Mom's Night Off Friday with our friends at Festival Foods, awarding one mom a $25 Festival Foods gift card and two Mike on Cinema's movie passes so she can have a well-deserved night off. And we've got our latest winner live on the air with us right now, Allie Martin from Bloomer. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations, and we want to hook you up with some prizes from Festival Foods as a thank you again, as we want to honor moms everywhere with our friends at Festival Foods. Tell us just a little bit about your family, if you would.
So I have a 2.5-year-old son, and he is our world. We just love him to pieces. He is so spoiled.
Oh, I bet. And 2.5, probably moving around pretty quickly everywhere, I'm guessing, too.
Oh, yes, and he talks your ear off.
There you go. It's always fun. Sam, I know you have younger siblings like I do, and hearing kind of the jabber is always a lot of fun, too. You can learn proper English later. It's fun to hear the toddler speak.
That's right. No, I was just thinking about that. I kind of know that age range with a lot of the younger siblings I have, and it's I think, more fun than them learning to say the real words kind of around that age is them making up new ones and kind of destroying the real ones, but just being okay with it because it's absolutely adorable.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Allie, we want to give you a well-deserved night off with Festival Foods and Mycon Cinemas here this morning, a $25 Festival Foods gift card. Maybe you want to get something from their Heat and Eat Deli. So I don't know if you're the primary cooker at your home, but can save a little time there. I'm sure you're very, very busy trying to keep up with that 2.5-year-old. So we want to send you the movies and hook you up with a meal from Festival Foods. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Allie from Bloomer, joining us. That's Mom's Night Off with Festival Foods. We're doing this every Friday until right before Mother's Day. You can enter, too, at WWIB.com. Just check out the on-air tab and contests.
10 minutes left in the hour. We're going to be wrapping up our time for a WIB Wake Up Show for this Friday and for this week. And speaking of this week, we do have put together by Halvo here, his best of the week. Thank you for throwing that together. It sounded something like this on WWIB.
This is kind of mind-boggling. All right, here we go. There are about 1 trillion bacteria on each of your feet. So
not combined, on each. On each. Wow. 1 trillion. Usually only talk about trillion when you're talking about the federal debt.
This is Luke.
All right, Luke, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the sprawling metropolis of Willard, Wisconsin. Ah.
Almost 600 of these are thrown out. Almost 600 of what? Going to the trash every second.
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand again.
All right.
Is it diapers?
Tammy from Durand, is it diapers?
Bang. It is!
Ground ball left side. It's through base hit. Here comes Terang. Profar's throw to the plate. Not in time! Perkins to second. 1-0 Milwaukee.
When I first started playing, I was probably in third or fourth grade, and I could not hit anything. And it was the importance of good coaching. And I had a coach who just was very encouraging, took me aside, and just really helped work with me on hitting and keeping my eye on the ball. And I ultimately, the whole time I played baseball, was the leadoff hitter, and came from being the person who couldn't hit anything to the person who was able to hit most everything that came by.
We talked to you last Monday, which was Eclipse Day. That was before the eclipse. How well did you experience it?
So the eclipse, we saw the full thing. It was like 3.5 minutes of total darkness.
What was it like?
It was incredible. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Huh.
And it was just like pitch black. It was like the middle of the night.
Wow.
In the middle of the day, and then about a minute into it, it looked like the sunrise was happening in 365 degrees all around you. It was amazing.
Caleb and Halvo with you, giving you another shot at 1 song, 1 second. We've given you the big clue that this is a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 1 song and a little over 1 second to identify.
Yeah, I'm John from Minneapolis.
Go ahead, John.
Is it Larnell Harris?
Is it Larnell Stewart Harris? It is indeed.
We got a winner from Minneapolis, John. Way to go.
Right on. Fantastic. Well, which of our many clues clued you in?
The 40 years in ministry and then African American. So.
Yeah. There you go. Yes, Larnell Harris, born 1947, 76 years old, won 5 Grammys, 11 Dove Awards, 18 studio albums. And this song, Havel, was?
You Can't Put Out the Fire.
23% of American adults, 38% of adults from Canada, and 57% of British adults say, I'm amazing. not me, but they think they're amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Way
so
to go,
much.
John.
We got a winner.
From Minnie. Well, there you go. The best of the week. Even when he's off, Havel still puts it together for us. Thank you so much for that weekly labor of love as we recap a week's worth of shows in 3 minutes, 5 seconds today, Sam. And thank you for being part of today's show. It's been a lot of fun, and we've still got some more great music here to take us to the top of the hour.